Greens are nothing if not entertaining. Nominations have closed for the co-leader's job, and they've got a grand total of no one outside James Shaw, who they failed to endorse. Political editor Barry Soper with us. Morning, Barry.
Good morning, Mike.
So Shaw needs 75%, which is what he needed in the first place, didn't get it. Does he get it this time round? And if he doesn't, then what?
Here's me thinking that you're wanting to talk about something serious this morning, Mike. I mean, you know, it's interesting now that there's no other nomination. The delegates have two options. They can either vote for Shaw or they could reopen the nominations. Now, as you said, a candidate has to receive 75% of delegate support. Now, given the current confirmed co-leader, Marama Davidson fills both categories for a co-leader in the Greens. She's female and she's Māori, so she's got it all wrapped up in one at the moment. So the rules now say her co-leader can be any gender and it no longer requires a male to fill that job. Now, that's sexist in itself, I would have thought, but that's the way the Greens are. This has been a public relations cock-up from start to finish. And the thing is that obviously James Shaw went out, he canvassed the membership. He's going to get the 75%. Now, is there any wonder, Mike, why Helen Clark would never work with the Greens in government? And when you think about it, Mike, the Greens are the author of their own misfortune because they've accepted ministerial positions in a government where they have no power whatsoever. So, you know, James Shaw can talk all he likes about climate change, and he has done, and he's put out ideas. But again, the author of his own misfortune, he's been unable to do anything with an intransigent government.
He should bugger off and join the Nationals or go back to the private sector, shouldn't he? I mean, I looked at him standing on the foreshore this week in Wellington, Barry, with his collar up, freezing his nuts off, talking about managed retreat. And I'm thinking, there he is, at least he's trying. With these clowns back in the beehive, they don't even want to be in power, do they?
You know, Mike, I looked at exactly the same thing and I thought, if the man ever deserves to be the co-leader of the Greens, that's it. Why would you be standing out there at early hours of the morning freezing the old proverbials? But look, the nuclear-free moment, this climate change thing is Jacinda Ardern. She told us way back in 2017 that this was the nuclear-free moment. I'd suggest she may get her nuclear-free moment at the election next year.
Exactly. All right, mate. Good to catch up. Appreciate it very much. Political editor Barry Soper.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.